Welcome to episode 21 of Danger Town. Now, last we left our adventurers, the Dwarves of Red Mountain had just reached Ravenwood and begun fighting the Empire. You all had freed some of the Ravenwood guards who had started fighting the Imperials. Swans and Mika rushed Aldra to safety at the Tipsy Troll. Trax and Val took out some archers and pulled some Legolas stunts.
Don't give Trax credit. Well, I guess you did the swinging.
Yeah.
You did Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I was Legolas. You were
stunts.
Spider-Man.
How dare you?
You were Spider-Man.
These were wet-ass stunts.
So Legolas and Spider-Man-like stunts.
I'd read that comic book.
It'd certainly be interesting. Last we left it, as you all met up in the Market District, you had just discovered a creature.
Wasn't it a robot?
It is indeed a robot, or a construct.
When it works out, it does a robots.
So you all stand on a road in the Market District that winds between two rows of shops. On your right, in order of distance from you, you see a weapon repair shop, a sweets shop, and a little exotic goods shop called the Bazaar. On the left, you see food, which actually you recognize. When you first came to Ravenwood, you saw a little cart run by Bjork the Half-Orc called Food with two U's.
I remember.
Has he expanded?
It looks like Bjork has expanded.
His business is growing. That's all
there
for
you. Go, Bjork.
She helps support
really
small emerging businessmen.
He's,
it's Small Business Sunday.
He's pretty close to adding another U. He's expanding that much.
Wow.
What is he, a Star Wars clone?
On your left, past food, you see there's like a storage building, and then beyond that, there's a farmer's market.
Lovely.
Right at the end of the last episode, out of the storage building to your left, a large construct had pulled its way out. It's like broken down the ceiling, and it was like climbing its way out of this building. Go ahead, and if everyone can give me an Arcana check.
Oh, perfect. I was going to ask for that anyway. I got a 22.
I got a 3.
How to do that?
I got a 14.
Play this game.
Play the Mika makes an intelligence check roll game.
6. You know what?
Hey, look, we all have our strengths. We all have the things that we're good at.
Mika, Swans, and Trax, you all look at this thing, and it just looks like a giant suit of armor, but like instead of human arms, it looks like they're like wooden or something like that.
Okay.
But Val, you recognize this thing immediately. This is a Shield Guardian.
Oh, okay. Do I know anything about him?
You do indeed. You know about the Shield Guardian binding. Shield Guardians are magically bound to an amulet, and as long as the Guardian and its amulet are on the same plane, it and the amulet's wearer can telepathically communicate, and it's basically controlled by somebody wearing this amulet.
It's a drone, got it.
So we just have to kill it.
So as the Shield Guardian bursts out of the roof, everybody please roll initiative.
22!
I got a 7.
I got a 15. 22.
I got a 19.
I got 22.
See, we're all good at something.
So, Mika, with the 22, you are going to be first. What are you doing?
I'm going into a Barbarian Rage, and I am going to do Reckless Attack. Yes.
Are you having a stroke?
Are those
I'm trying to read.
Are those both bonus actions?
What's a bonus action?
Rage is a bonus action. Reckless Attack is just something she does when she attacks.
Okay.
I missed you, Val.
There you go.
So I do get an extra attack just in general, right?
Yeah, you always attack twice.
Yes.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to take Dad Axe Doe and thwack the golem in the chin.
All right. Let me see if you can make it.
I haven't rolled yet.
So it has burst out of the top of this building. So actually, Mika, in order to hit it, you would actually have to climb up the side. So it's just a one-story building, 10 feet tall. The creature itself is about 12 or 15 feet. So it's just its like head and arms kind of poking out of the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So if you wanted to attack it, you would have to climb up the side of the building.
So I need to roll an athletics check, is that what you're saying?
Let me see. What's your speed?
40.
Okay, so with 40, you could climb up on top of the building and then hit it. And yes, I would give you an athletics check for the climb.
Okay, I'm going to run up the building and hit it.
All right. Go ahead and roll your athletics check.
Okay. 9.
With a 9, I think you run over and you start climbing up the debris. But like as you start climbing up the debris, it's like the shield guardian's shifting around and still pushing chunks of roof off. And you end up sort of like climbing up, and then the rocks you climbed up slide back down. So you're still outside of the storage building.
So I can't hit it.
You cannot.
You could throw something at it.
Yeah, you could huck something over the top if you got.
I have a javelin.
There you go.
I'll take a javelin. So do I need to? I just hit my javelin, right?
Yes. Just roll your javelin attack with advantage. With advantage.
I rolled 16.
All right. With a 16, you chuck a javelin, and it soars directly towards the shield guardian's head, and it just sort of like ducks its head down just a little bit, and the javelin ping bounces off of its helm.
Whoa.
Does no damage.
Well, that's not great.
It doesn't do any damage?
It takes 0 damage.
Wah, wah.
What?
Do we all know that? Or does Mika, like, exclaim loudly?
I exclaim loudly. This is bullshit. It doesn't take any damage from piercing weapons, apparently.
I mean, take any damage from not hitting its armor class.
Probably. But who am I to say?
Which, to be fair, that's how everything works. Nothing takes damage from not hitting its armor class.
All right, Swanson, it is your move.
I'm going to use my hand crossbow, and I'm going to just fire at its dome.
All right.
11.
All right, and 11 is definitely not going to hit.
Shit.
I mean, yeah, so, you know, Mika hucked a javelin, and it just sort of bounced off, didn't seem to do anything. And Swanson, I mean, you take a shot at it, and your crossbow bolt just bounces off of its chest plate.
Fuck!
Trax, you're up.
Cool. I'm gonna get on top of the food building.
Alright.
I can go 35, because it's my first turn, and I can only do that on my first turn.
Do note that climbing up counts as 10 feet, and go ahead and give me an athletics check.
17.
17. All right. With a 17, yeah, you bound up that wall, no problem.
That's right. I have a plan for later, but for now, I'm just gonna do my dope ass longbow. It's a 10. It's definitely not gonna hit.
More importantly, yeah. That's a nat 1.
But I get a second attack because it's my first turn, and that one's a 19.
19 is going to hit.
Oh yes.
Go ahead and roll for damage.
And then I get to add a d8 to that, which.
Bethany, you do actually, you get extra attacks. You get 3 attacks.
I get 3?
Because you get 2 regularly and then 1 extra for being the first turn.
Okay, cool. I'll do another one.
Ooh. So nice to have you back now.
There we go.
Saving us 1 extra attack at a time.
Okay, well that's only going to be, so that's going to be 11 on my first attack. And then I get to attack one more time. Oh, and then a 27 to hit.
Ooh, that is definitely going to hit.
Delicious. So that's 22 in total for my whole first attack. My whole first round, 22 damage.
Very
that's all right.
Nice.
Bring your applause.
There you go. All right, so you fire off 2 longbow shots, and you manage to get it once in the arm and once in the neck, so getting it just past that armor plating.
Yes. Take that, you robot fuck!
The shield guardian seems a little bit pissed off, and it looks over at you, Trax, and then it looks down at Mika. So it's going to strike the wall. Let me grab
okay, that's something.
Oh, the wall I'm on? Or the wall that Mika's next to?
The wall that Mika's next to. Okay, so he's gonna strike the wall, and he just punches straight through it. As the shield guardian punches out the wall of this storage building, just the entire wall collapses, and this whole area is going to become difficult terrain in front of the storage building.
Fucker.
And some of that rock is going to fall on Mika. Mika, could you make a dexterity saving throw for me?
Sounds like somebody's having a tantrum.
I believe she has advantage on that.
What would she have advantage on it from?
Danger sense. She has spidey sense.
Oh.
Advantage on dexterity saving
advantage
throws.
Advantage on dex saving throws. That's right.
You can see the effect. With there you go. The wall falling on her couch.
Got it. Okay.
I'ma do that again.
Yeah, so with that danger sight, with that danger sense.
Hey, 23!
You got a nat 20 on both of those.
23.
Uh-huh, damn.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit. All right, so you managed to dodge all of this falling rubble very easily.
Accurate.
However, the shield guardian steps out over the rubble and takes a swing at you, Mika.
What? He has an extra attack? Or is he just throwing a tantrum and that was just extra?
He is attacking twice, that's all I'll say.
I guess robots don't...
Hey, I pay attention. Everybody hear that? He has extra attacks.
He has extra attacks. Great.
Is Mika saying that?
I mean...
Quit metagaming.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, so he's gonna take a swing, and what? Oh, fist. It's very scary.
Okay.
Oh, fist.
Yeah, the attack is fist.
So, he takes a swing at you, but he swings wildly over your head. It doesn't seem like it's quite used to fighting short people just yet.
Oh, wait till he gets a look at tracks me.
Not
medium sized short
building.
I am not short, okay? I am not short. That is not what's going on.
This is a comparative thing.
I like the idea that Mika would rather have gotten punched than have the attack miss because she's short. She's like, no, I'm tall enough that you can hit me.
You could try.
All right, so Val, you are up.
Okay, so, man, fuck. From that Arcana check earlier, do I know anything about, like, the mechanics and of fighting shield guardians?
You know that shield guardians are... make another Arcana check for me,
sure.
But you can do this one with advantage.
I can do that.
I feel like decapitation is always an option.
Yeah, not for me, it ain't. 15 this time.
You know that you all are going to have a real hard time killing this thing.
Yeah, I figured that much.
But you might find a little more success trying to find the amulet.
Yeah, okay. That lines up with... I had like three different plans, none of which I thought had a strong chance of working. I'm just going to go with plan A, and I'm going to cast Detect Thoughts on the Shield Guardian.
How many different plans?
Three.
Thank you. All right, Doctor Strange. Let's do it.
I'm going to cast Detect Thoughts on the Shield Guardian and try and... track down the mind of the person controlling it.
Nice.
With Detect Thoughts, are you doing the deep probe where they know, or
I believe it's another action to probe deeper.
Okay, so it's a full action to just do the initial.
Yeah, it's an action. So surface thoughts for now.
So because the Shield Guardian is incapable of speech itself, all it can do is receive commands. I'm gonna say that on this initial, you really don't detect much.
So I can't pick up residual, but I still have a chance of following the link back to its source, potentially.
I think if you did the deeper probe, you might maybe get a hint at it, but I think just because it's basically... it's receiving those thoughts as opposed to thinking
totally.
Them.
I mean, I knew this is a long shot of a spell used to begin with, so...
Yeah.
And I'm also going to shout out to Mika. Good job staying fast on your feet. Keep it going. And give her Bardic Inspiration.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Maybe I should join the circus.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people. I can get you in touch if you want.
Give
we
you
can talk about it later.
To the circus.
Yeah, totally. Totally. No problem. Be
a
sword
swallower.
We
should definitely talk about this later.
And with that, Mika, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm trying to remember what Bardic Inspiration does.
It lets you add a d8 to any attack, saving throw, or ability check, and you can do it after you make the roll, but before Austin tells you the results.
Okay, so I think I want to try and whack him.
Whack him real good.
What are you gonna
whack
him?
In the knee joint.
Ooh.
Oh, dead axe though. What else?
Whack him with dead axe though in the knee joint?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll your attack.
I see.
Rolls.
Going for strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So proud of Mika. Strategy? Didn't even think she knew that word.
So proud.
It's the circus motivation keeping you going.
Really? So what we should practice in the future is we can give you a few few weapons and you can throw them in the air and attack with the other ones while and then catch and attack and catch and attack. That'd be a really good act. That'd be a really great attack. Or great
But I'm not wearing any frilly costume.
Of course not. Are you multi-classing as a bard?
She's multi-classing.
That's not
as
what's
a
happening
player.
Here. Yeah. Okay, so I need to. Can I do. Do I do this with advantage still?
You can still reckless attack, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
Oh, I totally didn't give the shield guardian the advantage on the attack against you. Anyways, continue.
Well, too late. I'm already in the circus, so. I'm gonna hit it with dead axe, though. 21!
Alright, with the 21, you're definitely gonna hit. Go ahead and roll your damage.
What? I get to do damage to the knee joint? I rolled a 12!
You take a swing at it and you're aiming for the knee, but its kneecaps have, like, they're definitely armored. And so you hit the kneecap, which is armored, but your axe bounces and strikes directly into its shin. And it seems, like, visibly wounded by that, and it takes a step back from you.
Yeah, fuck him up!
And Swanson, it's your
turn. I
flip
him off.
He's a robot. I don't think he knows what that means.
All right, so
it doesn't matter.
I crack my neck and I step up. Mika, you got him good, so that's a good sign. We got hope. We got hope.
Back in the game.
Back in the game. All right. Let's see. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna attack with my hand crossbow once again. I'm gonna aim for its head. Let's see how I do. I rolled a 16.
16 is not going to be enough.
Son of a bitch.
You take another shot, but it like lowers its shoulder to take the shot, and the shot bounces right off of his shoulder.
You dick!
When it's intentionally Classic moving Swanson. Into the way of your attack to not take damage, that's not a good sign.
I guess I could use my inspiration to try again.
Unless you just want to be original flavor Swanson again.
Original flavor Swanson.
I like Cool Ranch Swanson better.
Is he Cool Ranch right now, or was he Cool Ranch in the middle?
When you say Cool Ranch in the middle, I now imagine, like, that's just Cool Ranch flavored Oreos, and it's just because it's cookies and it's Cool
why
Ranch flavor in the middle.
Why have you done that to my brain? How dare you?
Now I just want Oreos.
But not Cool
that
Ranch Oreos.
You want Oreos?
Okay.
I just want Flamin' Hot Swanson.
Flamin' Hot Swanson.
I like it.
Oh.
Well, you will eventually get your wish.
Is that what Swanson's voice is now?
Oh, we're doing spicy voices, and that's our good spicy
voice. In the movie adaptation, that's what Swanson says.
No. See, once Swanson starts learning some, like, magic and, like, fire tricks, he'll start to adjust his personality. he'll start to get really into it.
Yeah. He'll take on a whole new persona.
Yes. It'll be almost as if he absorbed the personality of someone else.
That's ominous.
Oh, no.
All right. Swanson, you doing anything else?
I could do the inspiration thing, but I feel like I'm just going to fail, and I don't want to waste my inspiration on this right this moment, so I'm going to go ahead and wait. I'm just gonna take the fail.
All right. Tracks up on the roof of food. You're up. And I do want to note that as you're standing on top of food, even though this little area seems like it's been evacuated, there is just some wonderful smells coming from underneath.
Pleasant.
Like it smells like KBBQ.
Oh,
fuck.
That's my favorite.
What a distracting battle aroma.
Yeah. Whenever you say Trax is standing on top of food, I just imagine Trax like standing on a bagel. Like they're just standing on food.
Trax's like, favorite foods are like tossy log, pork buns, and Korean barbecue. So
fire snake
even
jerky.
Even though technically Korea's not in Dungeons and Dragons, it's still a thing.
Fire snake jerky, Tarawin barbecue.
Pork buns are real. Don't ruin that. Tossy log also real. Anyways, I'm gonna scurry down this building and then scurry up the top of the storage building.
Scurry.
Is there a top of the storage building?
So basically it's just like a big hole punched out of the ceiling, but there's still sort of a rim.
Cool.
Are you
cool
jumping thing. Across? Or are you're climbing down 10 feet, running across and climbing up another 10
yeah,
feet?
Yeah, I don't think I have the maddest of hops to just hop from one building to another. Oh wait, it's only 10 feet across. No, that's still pretty far for my little legs. Okay, no, I'm climbing down and climbing back up.
Yeah, because I think, so basically the way that I was doing it with the athletics checks was, that was sort of replacing it being difficult terrain, but I was making it, I guess it wasn't an action.
Do you want me to tell you my end game, what I want to...
Yeah, tell me what you want and we'll get there.
I'm aiming to eventually use a grappling hook to get inside of the robot and try to fuck it up from the inside. Like, bar
there is an inside.
Style, or I, Yeti style.
I love it.
I don't know that it has an inside to get into. I mean, you could certainly, like, climb onto its shoulders, but, like...
How big is it?
Yeah.
So it's somewhere between 12 and 15 feet tall.
Oh, I thought it was way bigger.
Yeah, that's not as big as I thought.
I thought it was huge.
No, like, I told you, it was just its arms and its head sticking out of the top of this one-story building.
Oh, I thought it was, like, towering above us.
I mean, it's towering above
you. It's a large-sized creature. It's not huge or gargantuan. Yeah, I think if you wanted to climb down and then run across and then climb back up again, I think that would have to count as your action.
Yeah, since it's not as big as I thought it was, and I can't get inside of it like I wanted to do for the fun times,
mm-hmm.
I guess I'll stay on top of food.
Okay.
Food!
And then I'm gonna... Can I get behind it? How far is this?
So,
very...
Behind it would be north of it.
Well, I just wanted
it's currently looking south at
Mika. Put my hunting trap down and then somehow get it to stand in my hunting trap and then it gets fucked.
The what?
I have a hunting trap and I was going to set it up and get it to walk into it or fall into my hunting trap.
Sounds legit.
I'm just trying to be clever. That's my downfall. But I can just hit it with a bow like I'm supposed to do as a ranger.
I mean, you can also try and find the source.
Okay.
Because the source is like, it's supposed to be pretty nearby.
Oh, is it?
Oh, okay. So, I'm going to use my action to fog cloud and then jump off this building and then try to kind of run around for whatever motherfucker is causing this.
All right, give me an athletics check for jumping off of food.
Yeah.
And then that fog cloud's pretty much centered on the shield guardian, yeah?
Yeah, on the big dumbass.
Big dumbass.
I mean, all of them is big. Yeah, all of it is big.
Big dumbass. 19 for athletics. Heyo, right.
So yeah, you hop down, no problem. And then,
wet stunts.
Where are you running? Because right now you're in between storage. The storage shed is to the north. Food is to your south. The farmer's market is directly to your west. And then there are three buildings further to the north.
I'm going to run into the farmer's market first just to see what's up. Because that seems like a pretty surveillable space. So I'm going to beep, beep, beep. Wait, let me grab my person. Beep, 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 beep. Run on in and look around and shit.
So, you go running into the farmer's market. Now, you've already used your action, so you're going to have to wait until next turn to do some searching.
Well, technically I get two attacks. Does that mean I get two attacks?
It would specifically be attacks, though.
Damn, never mind.
Also, Fog Cloud is one action. The two attacks would count as the same action, technically.
Fine.
Sorry. Shield Guardian time. The Shield Guardian, covered in fog, it steps forward and is going to swing its fists at Mika.
General direction.
Always.
So this time, as it takes its first swing, instead of going over your head, it kind of overcorrects and it swings lower, and it punches the ground at your feet, and you're able to sort of hop back right as it tries to attack you. But then it's going to swing with its second fist. Oofa doofa.
Let's see what that damn... Oh...
Hachi-machi?
Okay, it's not too terrible. As the Shield Guardian takes its second swing, it's gonna hit you directly in the gut.
Of course.
And it hurts quite a bit. You're gonna take 10 bludgeoning damage.
Ooh.
Fuck this guy. Who does he think he is?
Well?
Trax is trying to figure that out.
I think that's part of the mystery here.
And just give me the answers.
Valentine, it is your turn.
All right, so first thing I gotta say, because you mentioned that the person might be close by. So when I cast Detect Thoughts, I do know if there's any intelligent creatures within 30 feet of me. So if the person is within 30 feet, I'd know. They probably aren't, but I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay.
Second of all, I will use my action to try and go down the pipe, as it were.
Yeah.
Try and go down the pipe?
Yeah, pipe. In the mind pipe. In the shield guardian.
Oh, okay.
The technical term.
Is it?
Yeah. This.
All right, so Val's going to attempt to mentally probe this thing.
Yeah, wisdom saving throw. I don't know which one of them is making it, but somebody's making it.
That's an interesting question. I think it's got to be... Okay. Let me just see what happens. What was the DC?
DC is 15.
Okay, because it got a 17.
Oof. Gasp.
Alright.
So the spell ends.
Yeah, spell's over.
So the shield guardian manages to make its saving throw, and you... The very little amount of mental activity you could detect is now gone.
Okay, I'm gonna backpedal a little bit and smack Swanson on the shoulder, on the back, and be like...
What?
You got this, buddy, as I like, kind of slowly walk away, and I'm gonna
the
get
fuck
some
does that
inspiration.
Hey, what do you mean I got this?
He hasn't landed a hit, but he got this.
I mean, you just fucking, you're running away?
No, I'm just backpedaling a few feet.
Oh, Christ.
Just me and you, Swans. We got this. It's fine.
All right, Mika, you stand in the, amidst the fog. You know pretty much where the creature is.
Mika, you okay in there?
Jim Dandy.
Jim Dandy, you okay in there?
Jim?
I'm going to try and hit his kneecap again, this time from behind, so I don't
cool
hit
plan.
His armored kneecap.
Okay. Okay, so you're going to run around the shield guardian, correct?
Just to the back. I mean, I'm in front of his kneecap, and I'm just pivoting to the back.
Well, I mean, he takes up 10 feet, so...
It's a lot of space.
Okay, I pivot 10 feet to the back of his kneecap.
Pivot!
All right. So, Mika, you're running around the back, and you are going to take a swing with Dead X Doe, correct?
Yep.
All
ain't
right.
No other but the original.
And that's a 25 to hit. You're definitely gonna hit. And you deal 10 slashing damage. You hit it right in the back of the knee and you deal your 10 slashing damage.
Have you been adding her bonus damage for being in a rage?
What's up?
We haven't been adding her bonus damage from being in a rage.
We have not.
Idiots!
How much is that? Two more?
Three.
All right, Mika, are you... Wait. Mika, you're attacking
so
again?
So then I have an extra attack, yeah. I'm going to do a swing to the left and a swing to the right. Chop off Mika.
All right, Mika, you take your second swing with Dead Axe Doe, and it actually, like, the Shield Guardian turns around to you, and your axe bounces off of his knee.
What? What did I roll?
An 11. Swanson, you're up.
Okay, so, from outside the fog cloud, I heard Mika grunting and then like a boom. So I'm like, well, that doesn't sound good. Okay, can't see it, so there's no point using my crossbow. Looks like I'm going into the fucking cloud. So I pull out my...
backed up digitally on tons of computers.
Totally. You know I don't understand what that means. I'm leaping into the cloud with my rapier. Ha ha!
Alright, and you're just running in right towards it, right?
Yeah, and when I get close enough, I should be able to see it, I hope.
So, you're close enough that you have a hard time seeing it, but it also has a hard time seeing you, so it's just the offset.
Oh, perfect. So,
an all-normal attack.
Yes, all normal attack with my rapier. I mean, technically, I'm within 5 feet of the creature, so I do get my sneak attack.
Yeah.
Yeah?
So my attack is 25.
Ooh.
All right, that's definitely going to hit. Go ahead and roll for your damage.
And my damage will be 11 plus 6 from my sneak attack, 17.
Mwah, chef's kiss.
All right, so you stab it in the upper thigh, and it seems to like kind of reel backwards from you, sort of stumbling into the building and knocking off this top right corner of this building.
Take that, you robo bitch.
Trex, you are standing in the farmer's market. Around you are a bunch of empty stalls. You see food spilled on the ground and stuff. It's like vegetables and some meats and some grain and that sorts of thing. Now, in order to check this area, because this is the largest one, it will take two investigation checks.
All right, I can do that. Let's do it. I got an 18 for my first one.
All right, so with an 18, you managed to check the northern half of the farmer's market. You work your way between all the stalls and stuff, and you're checking intensely, and you do not see anybody in there. Do you want to take, or do you want to do anything else? That is your action.
Well,
nothing but tomatoes.
Nothing but tomatoes. All right.
So oh darn.
It is the Shield Guardian's turn, and the Shield Guardian is going to punch Mika.
Ow.
The Shield Guardian is going to take two attacks. The Shield Guardian reels back, and Mika, you're standing in the fog, and you just sort of feel like, almost like the air has been sucked out of a room sort of feeling, as you see the fist reeling back, and it punches you flat in the face.
Fuck.
And as it rolls a 23... and you're going to take 11 bludgeoning damage.
Oof.
It's 11 halved because I'm raging.
As the guardian hits you straight in the face, you take it like a champ, and the 11 damage is halved to 5.
I spit out blood and flip it off again.
It reels back and takes another swing at you, hitting you in the arm, and that's a 17 to hit. That hits, right?
Yeah, I have 15 armor class.
And again, it deals 11 damage, which you'll take 5 of.
Yes, I do take that damage like a champ, because I am. I'm a champion.
All right, Val, you're up.
Okay, so my options are very limited because every spell I have requires me to see the target, which is a bit of a problem. I am going to use a bonus action for Tumbling Fool, and I'm going to sprint straight towards food, clamber up the wall, and scurry over to the far corner, which is 60 feet. Can I see tracks from there in the farmer's market? Is all too closed off?
It's doors and stuff, so I'd say that it's pretty closed off.
Okay, I'm just gonna shout then, tracks, buddy, how you doing in there?
I'm not sure, but I'm trying to find shit.
Did you find any tomatoes?
I mean, there's a bunch of food on the ground, which is kind of sad.
That's what all that waste, man. That's...
I know. In this economy.
All right, Val, you taking any other actions up there?
I'm gonna prestidigitate a shower of sparks.
So like a happy birthday to me sort of moment?
Yeah, yeah, I made it.
All right.
Yeah, now I'm on birthday cake.
Man, that was a cool run. Boom. I'm so good at running and jumping. Mika, you're out.
Surprise
me. Remember that time I jumped 100 feet down on top of a dwarven ward?
I do.
And didn't die, but almost did.
All right, Mika, you're up.
I want to hit it in the other kneecap.
All right. Go ahead and take... Are you doing reckless attack?
Yes!
Actually, because of the advantage-disadvantage situation, that wouldn't do anything for you anyway.
Never mind.
It's all a wash because fog cloud.
It's okay. Yeah, I'm going to take that axe though and hit it in the left kneecap. I rolled a 9.
With a 9, you take a swing and...
Oh, wait, I have extra attack.
You just miss with your first swing. Go ahead and take your second.
It's okay. It's a warm-up swing.
Right. Classic.
For a 10. I rolled 10.
All right. Kind of flustered with your first miss. You really reel back, and just with every muscle in your body, you take another swing. And it just sort of like steps back, and you miss it.
Also a warm-up swing.
All right. Swanson, it is your turn.
Ooh. Well, I'm still like hiding in the fog, and I heard the commotion. Like, okay, I just go for another attack. I like leap in with the rapier. Oof, that's not great. I rolled a 9.
Hey,
so you run up to it and you take a swing with your rapier, but it's already sort of stepping back from Mika's attack, and you just swing a little bit too early, and all you get is fog.
Awkward.
I trip and roll through the rocks, and I'm just like, ugh, shorted it!
All right, anything else?
I dash away.
What the fuck?
I stay in the cloud, I'm just getting away from the dude. I have a bonus action, I can do that.
Okay. All right, sure.
All right, where are you headed?
I'm going to, like, move back behind Mika so that I can try to, like, cover Mika's back a little better.
By hiding behind her?
Not hiding behind her, but, you know.
It's okay, Swans. You can
Let's say, like, getting off to the side of her. Just away from the robot.
All right.
You can call it that if it makes you feel better.
And Trax, you are over in the farmer's market. You've just checked out the northern section. Seems all good. There's a whole another row of stalls to the south.
Alright, I'm gonna try to find this wily monster man with his orbs and shit controlling bad stuff. So let me do another investigation roll. Oh no, I'm gonna use my inspiration. A 20! I've rolled a 20!
There you go. Good use of inspiration.
Yeah.
Alright, so now.
As I'm doing it, I'm just gonna go, Red Robin, and hope he says yum. And then just, like, search around.
So now you have taken a look at the full farmer's market, and you are very convinced he's not in there.
Well, trash.
Very confident.
At least you're very confident, right?
Now you haven't...
my movement to start moving toward anywhere else.
All right, so you're going to go running to the north, then?
Yeah.
Okay. So you go running out to the north, and you arrive out on the road. As you arrive out on the road, you look over just happenstance at the fog cloud, and you see the Shield Guardian's head poking out.
Well.
And it looks over and it sees you, and it is going to start running at you.
Fuck yep. Damn it.
Yep. It runs right over at you, and it just runs fists first.
He wants to have a hug, huh? Want a little hug?
And hug it out! Hug it out!
It's, its first hit, it rolls a 20. I assume that's gonna hit.
Gross.
And it, it seems like it didn't really have the chance to wind up since it was running, and so it hits you and it hurts, but it's not too terrible. You take 6 bludgeoning damage.
Okay, all right, I can live with that.
And it winds back for the second hit, and that's gonna be a 25 to hit. And that one's gonna deal 8 damage.
Okay, so in total, I've taken 14.
14 damage? This round, yes.
I'm at 34 hit points, cause math.
Valentine, you are up.
Well, okay, so I've got two ideas, people, but I don't know if either of them will work because it's a giant metal monster, and one of those ideas involves psychic damage, and the other ideas involves charming it, and I worry that it's immune to both of those things because it's a giant metal monster.
Fuck the robot.
That does not, that's not helpful at all.
You said you're going to charm it.
Not that kind
of charm.
Not that kind of charm.
I will not allow you to see
that
my
kind
world
of
this way.
Charm.
So you're gonna charm it to do what exactly?
Okay. I'm gonna take a shot in the dark here.
To go play poker.
I'm gonna try and cast hypnotic pattern on the golem. So I take the fiddle. I take Trax's fiddle, and I start doing like a Flight of the Bumblebee style. Very fast, quick jig as the air around the Shield Guardian begins to distort and converge and swirl around it with colors streaming around. And it is hopefully very swayed by this show and stops doing anything.
Okay, so I'm trying to see.
On the stat block, it should say the conditions it's immune to. And if it's immune to charmed.
It specifically becomes charmed. There it is. It doesn't appear to give a shit about your rainbows.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, robots don't appreciate art.
Are you doing anything else? Are you moving at all?
I guess I'll bonus action tumbling fool and slide down the side of food, leap over to the wall of the storage shed, clamber back up it, and go to the northmost edge to kind of stay in the action.
Got it. Give me an athletics check for that. Or acrobatics.
10.
Okay. I think...
I do have a climb speed.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. All right. So you go to jump across, and the building's definitely falling apart a bit. So as you try to, like, clamber up, it starts kind of crumbling underneath you. But with your climb speed, you manage to get up to the top.
Most excellent.
And you are standing at the top left corner of the storage building. Mika, it is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to continue with my kneecap adventure.
All right, so you're going to chase him down then?
Oh, I forgot he ran away from me.
He did. He is down the road punching tracks.
Trax, do you need... I guess you can't hear me. Okay, I'm going to run and go help Trax. Friendship.
All right, and you're attacking the Shield Guardian?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you run over and start attacking the Shield Guardian. Go ahead and roll your attacks.
Wait, hold on. I'm confused. I'm out of the fog cloud now?
Yeah. You are, so you could do your reckless attack and get your advantage.
Hell yeah!
Ooh.
21!
All right. With the 21, definitely going to hit. Go ahead and roll for damage.
That's right. Kneecaps are going to be gone! For my first attack, I rolled a 21, and the damage is 5 plus 3 is 8. So I do 8 damage to the left back of the knee.
Okay.
And then I roll again for 21 again. Seems to be my lucky number this game. And I roll for 12 damage plus 3, which is 15. So 8 plus 15, whatever that is.
23.
You done did it.
23 damage!
All right.
To the back of the knee.
Your first hit to the back of one of its knees, there's definitely a few splinters, but then you turn and you hit it behind the other knee, and you deal that brutal 15 damage. And it's solidly, like, your axe goes probably a couple inches into the back of its knee, and just little bits of wood and stuff go flying. Swanson, it is your move.
Wait, is it bloodied?
Oh, it's more than bloodied.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I want to scream at it.
You just scream at it?
Yeah.
Can you scream?
Can you RP that?
Yeah, can we hear that? Can we get a little sample?
Did that work?
Wait, one more time? Yeah. I couldn't hear that.
No, I'm not going to do it
again.
No,
I need it.
Really?
I need it.
Yeah, act out like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I need it.
I'm screaming because it hit Trax in the face. That's why.
Karina, I need it.
You want me to scream again?
Play with me. Excellent.
Perfect. Swanson, you're up. You're just standing in the fog cloud. Everyone's left you.
Yeah, but I've heard like the yelling and screaming, so I'm like, oh, God, for fuck's sake. So just like I leap out of the cloud here. Ugh. So I'm within range of seeing everything. And I'm like, all right, let's give...
My face punched.
Yeah, I'm upset by that. So I'm going to pull out my hand crossbow. I'm going to fire that son of a bitch. Sha! 20.
A 20 is definitely going to hit.
Fuck yeah! And then I deal 5 piercing damage.
Boom. I like these new accents.
Yes. So, I fired my hand crossbow, and I dealt 5 piercing damage. Hopefully, I hit my target, which was aiming for the slit in the left eye socket of the helmet.
Thank you for being specific.
You fire your crossbow bolt, and it soars directly through the hole in the Shield Guardian's helm. And it sinks directly into where you would figure an eye would be.
That attack also qualifies for sneak attack.
Does it?
Because there's allies within 5 feet of the enemy.
Yeah, so give it that extra sneak attack damage.
Well then, that's an additional 5 damage.
Dang.
10 damage, arrow to the eyeball, or where the eye would be.
The Shield Guardian staggers back. Just a couple of feet, And it sort of like lifts its hands and like clenches its fist.
Just before it's Trax's turn, I want to yell out, "See what you get for hitting my friend!"
And Trax, it's your turn.
And it's in its eye, see?
It's good! And so good!
I'm gonna get in the doorway of this next building that I'm gonna do, or like fuck it up. Search, I guess? Yeah, the next building I'm gonna search. And while I'm doing that, because I love my friends, I'm gonna fire two attacks with my bow that I've now named Baja Blast.
No. No.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it. All about it. Is it orange flavored?
So it's gonna be a 24 to hit with Baja Blast for the first attack at the big asshole.
Alright. That's definitely gonna hit. Go ahead and roll for damage.
Yeah, that's right. It's gonna do 8 damage. And then the second one with Baja Blast is only going to be an 11, so probably not going to hit it.
Yeah, the 11's not going to hit it.
Whatever. I did my due diligence.
All right. And you're just sort of backing through the door. You're not, like, you haven't taken a look at it yet.
I mean, I did, like a quick glance, but not, like, inspected or anything.
Yeah. So, okay, so in that once over then, so this shop appears to be sort of, like, exotic goods and stuff like that. So you see, like, a lot of, like, give me a history check real quick.
Oh, yeah. Five.
Lols.
Well, there's blankets and pots with snakes on them, I guess, and there's some cool mugs, and
ooh, mugs.
There's, like, maybe beads, love or mugs. Who knows?
Who knows?
You know.
They probably have those animals that you put in water and then they grow.
The historical and or cultural significance of any of that stuff is very lost on you.
Yeah, especially because I didn't grow up on this continent. So their shit means nothing to me.
Trinkets!
The shield guardian who raised its fists and clenched them, it brings its hands together and you see a fireball in its hands. And it looks down at you, Mika, and it hurls the fireball down at you.
What?
And as the fireball descends upon our heroes, that's where we're gonna have to leave it for today, my friends. Hey everybody, it's Scott Swanson here. Just wanted to pass along a message. As always, we thank you for listening, and we appreciate every single one of you that have liked and followed our podcast. You guys mean the world to us. Thanks so much for listening to episode 21. It is not over yet. Stay tuned for part 2 of episode 21, coming to you 1 week from today. That's right. We're just taking a short little interlude. For now, happy holidays. And don't forget, when all else fails, go for the knees. And we'll catch you in the new year.